This form applies to guardians of children under 18 in the following schools and grades: Crazy Horse, 9 to 12, Little Wound, K to 12, Pine Ridge, K to 12, Ulrichs, 9 to 12, Red Shirt, K to 8, and Wolf Creek, 5 to 8. Guardian consent for child under age 18, phase 3. Please read this entire form. Opila. This form tells you more about the project so that you can decide if you want your child/children under 18 to be part of it. Even if you say yes, your child/children will get to decide if they want to be in this project. For returning this form, you will receive a $20 virtual Visa gift card sent to you via email. Please allow 2 to 4 weeks. You will get the $20 virtual Visa even if you return this form, saying that your child/children cannot participate. For returning this form, your child/children will also receive $20 cash each, distributed at school. Your child/children will get the cash even if you say they cannot participate. This research is being done by people at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, UNL. UNL is funding Peaceful Means. The UNL IRB title of this project is Phase 3, Establishment and Evaluation of an Indigenous-led Center to Prevent Sexual Violence Among Indigenous Youth Across the U.S. Project ID number 23645. If you say your child/children cannot participate, we will not ask your child/children if they want to participate. Your decision about whether or not your child/children can participate will not affect their relationship with the school. If you say your child/children can participate, we will ask them if they want to. They will have the option of saying yes, they want to participate, or no, they do not want to participate. Child/children in grades 3 through 12 with your approval who say they want to participate will sign an assent form. Child/children in K through 2nd grade with your approval who say they want to participate will give a verbal assent. Your child/children can also participate or decide not to participate even if you say they are allowed to participate. Their decision to not participate will not affect their relationship with the school. If you say your child/children can participate and later change your mind, please contact us right away. Phone 605-430-9575. Email peacefulmeans@unl.edu. Why are you asking my child/children to be in this research project? We are asking your child/children to be in this project because they are a student who will be in grades K through 12 during the upcoming academic year and live on or near the Pine Ridge Reservation. This form applies to guardians of children under 18 in the following schools and grades: Crazy Horse, 9 to 12, Little Wound, K to 12, Pine Ridge, K to 12, Ulrichs, 9 to 12, Red Shirt, K to 8, and Wounded Knee, K to 8. Why are you doing this research project? We want to make a program for children, youth, and adolescents that helps them to be safe from violence so that they can live happy and healthy lives. These surveys will make sure the program is working. What are you asking my child/children to do in this research project? We are asking your child/children to be part of a project that has a few parts. Your child/children will do these parts at their school unless students in grades 6 to 12 miss a survey at school. If they miss a survey, they will be emailed and or texted the survey link to do it in a safe and private location of their choosing. We will not ask students in grades 3 to 5 who missed the survey to do it outside of school. We are asking whether you give permission for your child/children to do three things in this project. 1. Take online surveys at two time points, students in grades 3 to 12. 2. Be part of a program designed to help reduce their risk of experiencing sexual violence, students in grades K to 12. And 3. Complete a brief paper and pencil survey after each class that is taught in the program, students in grades 3 to 12. Your child/children in grades 3 to 12 will do the in-school program either in between the online surveys or after the last online survey. This means that some children will get the program in fall 2024 and other children will get the program in the winter/spring of 2025. We use a computer program to randomize when schools get the program, kind of like flipping a coin. Your child/children will find out when they will do the program after they take the first survey. If you agree that your child/children can participate, we will ask them to take an online survey at two different time points. Each time they take the survey, it will be about 30 minutes. The survey will ask them about their attitudes and experiences, including unwanted sexual experiences. Some questions will ask about strengths, while other questions ask about things like depression and abuse/assault. These surveys are anonymous. You can view the surveys here at go.unl.edu/more-information. Programming. You can read more about the programming here. go.unl.edu/empower-overview. To summarize, the program has 6 classes. Each class is 2 hours. Your child/children will do 1 class a week for a total of 6 weeks. There will be approximately 10 to 30 children in each class. The classes for elementary school students, boys and girls, focus on understanding sexual abuse/assault, verbal and physical skills to use if someone is trying to force them to do sexual things, and how to get help for sexual abuse/assault. The classes for middle and high school girls focus on understanding sexual abuse/assault, verbal and physical skills to use if someone is trying to force them to do sexual things, and how to get help for sexual abuse/assault. The classes for middle school boys help guide them on a healthy, positive journey to a Lakota culture-based manhood and build skills and strategies to manage any unavoidable violence in their lives. The classes for high school boys will focus on challenging the myths that promote sexual violence, resisting harmful gender stereotypes, practicing consent, and learning bystander intervention skills to aid themselves and others experiencing sexual and physical violence. Students in middle and high school can also select to attend the class that they feel is most relevant to their lives. During the program, some researchers might be there to observe the classes. They are there to make sure that the instructors of the class are doing a good job. They will not write down your child's or children's names or other children's names when they take notes. Post-session surveys. Your child/children in grades 3 to 12 will be asked to do a short paper and pencil survey after each class to tell us what they liked about the program, did not like about the program, and how to make the program better. The surveys are anonymous. Students will not put their names on the survey. What will you do with the information my child/children tell you? Your child/children's answers on the survey are anonymous and private. We will honor this privacy by not sharing their answers on the survey with anyone. If your child/children says something private during a programming class where other students are present, We will encourage the other students to not discuss the information with others. However, we have no way to guarantee confidentiality of any information that your child/children shares during a programming class. However, if your child/children tells us face-to-face, on the phone, in an email, or by text, that 1. A child is being hurt or abused, 2. That they plan to hurt themselves or someone else, and or 3. Someone else, like an elder, is being hurt or abused, we will have to share this information with someone to make sure that children and other people are safe. The Oglala Sioux Tribe, OST, owns the data. Any papers or presentations that we share will be approved by the OSTRRB, Research Review Board. Papers and presentations will never have any information that could identify your child/children. How might my child/children feel being in this research project? Sometimes, children report feeling sad or uncomfortable when being asked about things like sexual abuse/assault. Remember, your child/children do not have to answer questions they do not want to answer. We will give your child/children a list of resources every time we see them that tells them about places they can go or call if they need help. Your child/children can also talk to us about resources that they might need. You can see the resources here at go.unl.edu/more-information. Also, for classes that involve physical self-defense skills, there is the possibility of limited physical risks. The Lakota instructors are highly trained, and as long as your child/children follow instructions provided during the self-defense portion of the program, their chance of being hurt in any way will be reduced. In all of the self-defense classes we have done on Pine Ridge, no child has been hurt. Does my child/children have to be in this research project? No, your child/children do not have to be in this project. Your child/children can start being in this project and stop being in this project at any time. This will not affect their relationship with the school. Your child/children can also decide not to answer questions that they do not want to answer. If your child/children is not in the project, the school will find them an activity to do, example, read a book or do homework. If you say your child/children can participate and later change your mind, please contact us right away. Phone 605-430-9575. Email peacefulmeans@unl.edu. Will my child/children benefit from being in this research project? Your child/children may not benefit from being in this project. However, some children, including children on Pine Ridge, tell us that they like to share their ideas and help other people in their community. Your child/children may also learn skills that they find helpful in their life. Many Lakota children who have taken our programming report positive benefits of participating, but it is not guaranteed that your child will benefit. Will others on Pine Ridge benefit from this research project? We will use this information to strengthen the program. We will be giving the program to a lot of children on or near Pine Ridge, and your child/children are an important part of this. What will my child/children get from being in this research project? In addition to the $20 you will get for returning this form and the $20 your child/children will get for returning this form, we will do the following drawings. 20 $100 gift cards, cash, for the survey children take before the program starts. 18 $100 gifts, cash, for the surveys children take after each of the 6 classes. 20 $100 gifts, cash, for the survey children take after the program ends. There will be a total of 58 $100 gifts, cash for everyone in the program across all schools. We expect about 1,000 children to participate. This means that each child has a 6% chance of winning $100. We will do the drawings within a month of when each survey occurs. The person doing the drawing will be a Lakota staff of Peaceful Means. They will do the drawing using a computer program to make sure it is fair and accurate. All children will get small giveaways, example, stickers and pencils. Who should I contact if I have questions or concerns about this project? If you have questions about this project at any time, you can contact our project team at the information below. You can also contact the Institutional Review Board, IRB, at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln if you have questions about your rights as a participant, or if you have concerns about this project, at 402-472-6965 or irb@unl.edu. You can also contact the Oglala Sioux Tribe Research Review Board at ost.rrb16@gmail.com. Phone 605-430-9575. Email peacefulmeans@unl.edu. Social media at Peaceful Means. Physical location, located next to the Wakpami Camp. You are voluntarily making a decision whether or not to let your child/children participate in this research study. Signing this form means that 1. You have read and understood this consent form, 2. You have had the consent form explained to you, and 3. You have had your questions answered. Please return the information below one of several ways. Complete the form online here. go.unl.edu/pmqed. Return the form to your child's school or have your child return it to the school. The form can be returned into the main office or a teacher at school. 3. Take a picture of each page of this form and email all of these pictures to peacefulmeans@unl.edu. 4. Take a picture of each page of this form and text all of the pictures to 605-430-9575. 5. Call, text, or email us with the info above for us to come and pick it up for you. Go to the next page. Before completing the next pages, it is very important that you have read this entire packet. Legal guardian. The legal guardian must be the person completing this form. Please write your full legal name, date, your phone number, your email. You must provide a valid email to get the $20 virtual visa. Below, please list all the names of your children in grades K through 12 who attend the schools listed on the top of this page. If your child does not have a phone number or email, just put NA. Contact information is collected only so that we can, 1. Follow up with middle and high school students who missed the survey in school, and 2. Get the $100 to children who win it. Name, age, grade, school attending during the 2024 to 2025 academic year, phone number, email. Do you want this child in this project? Circle 1. Yes. No. What is this child's gender? If you have more than 6 children in grades K through 12 and you are the legal guardian for them, contact us at the information above for additional forms. You can also do the forms online here at go.unl.edu/pmqed.